Older Amazon Kindles will lose internet connectivity this year. By Lucas Nolan on July 31, 2021. A recent report from The Verge states that Amazon Kindle e-readers with built-in 3G will begin to lose the ability to connect to the internet on their own in December. The Verge reports that Amazon Kindle e-readers with built-in 3G will begin to lose the ability to connect to the internet on their own in the U.S. in December, according to an email sent to customers on Wednesday. The change is due to mobile carriers' transition from older 2G and 3G networking technology to newer 4G and 5G networks. For older Kindles without Wi-Fi, this means they will be unable to connect to the internet at all. Newer Kindle devices with 4G support should be fine, and older devices that shipped with support for 3G and Wi-Fi like the Kindle Keyboard, 3rd generation, Kindle Touch, 4th generation, Kindle Paperwhite, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th generation, Kindle Voyage, 7th generation, and Kindle Oasis, 8th generation, can still use Wi-Fi to download and purchase books in the Kindle store. Amazon explained in an email to customers that they won't be able to download new books from the Kindle store unless they're doing it over Wi-Fi. Amazon told The Verge that it has few different options for active customers with impacted devices. Any device is eligible for trade-in on Amazon's site, but the company is also extending the following credits and offers. For customers with Kindle, first generation, Amazon is offering a free Kindle Oasis, 10th generation, device and cover. Customers with Kindle, 1st and 2nd generation, Kindle DX, 2nd generation, and Kindle Keyboard, 3rd generation, can receive $70 off a new Kindle Paperwhite or Kindle Oasis, plus $25 in ebook credits. Customers with Kindle Touch, 4th generation, Kindle Paperwhite, 5th generation, 6th generation, and 7th generation, Kindle Voyage, 7th generation, and Kindle Oasis, 8th generation, can receive $50 off a new Kindle Paperwhite or Kindle Oasis, plus $15 in ebook credits. Mobile data carriers have all committed to different time frames for when older 2G and 3G networks will shut down, with AT&T setting the date for February 22, 2022, T-Mobile aiming for April 2022, and Verizon targeting December 31, 2022. Read more at The Verge here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.